creating lighted emotions and a lighted mind. Begin in your meadow and bring in more flowers, more color, until this meadow is solid with beautiful waves of color as the flowers open and turn their faces to the sun. Imagine what it would feel like in your life if you could turn your face to the light, to the sun, all through the day as the flowers are doing. Move your face very close to some individual blossoms and begin to identify with their consciousness, for they have a certain wisdom to teach you. They are the product of another kingdom, the angelic or the devic kingdom. And there is great wisdom in the way that their forms have been created. The numbers of their petals, the position of the center, that center part that opens out, all of this can become a symbol in your own life. So hold a flower close, and when you find one that is especially fragrant, at the height of its beauty, lean down and kiss this flower as gently and lovingly as you would kiss your own daughter or son. An energy comes back to you, even when you are here only in your mind. When you do this on the physical level with a physical flower, you will discover that different types of energies are sent back to you after you reach down and open your heart in this way to a flower. The energy here clears the dusty or grimy emotional feelings that begin to gather around your energy field just by being out with people all day. And then go over to the mountain stream and imagine taking off your shoes, putting your feet into it, and then leaning down and rinsing off your face, your neck and your arms and hands. Or simply put your whole body into the water if you wish. You are alone. You are absolutely protected here. And the water purifies your whole energy field. And then go over to the very largest tree in the meadow, the oldest tree here. Feel the grass under your feet as you walk. Feel your connection with the earth. And when you reach the tree, put your arms around its trunk. Feel the texture of the trunk itself, its form, its body. built from an essence self that is absolutely conscious. And then sit at the base of the trunk, under the shade of its leaves. And begin to imagine how deep its roots go into the ground. How steady this tree is in a storm, and strong, resilient, flexible, yet absolutely grounded with its deep roots. And in your mind, sense that you too are as old or older than this tree, and that you have deep roots that keep you stable and strong in any storm that comes, resilient and yet flexible, so that you can bend with the wind and yet never lose your footing. Let the tree give to you even more of its strength. Look straight up and notice how its leaves are all open to the sunlight. And how it transforms that light into energy for its growth. Just as you are doing, transforming light into energy that allows you to become the being of light, with the note and the colors of your soul reaching far out into the world, embracing those close to you, protecting them simply because of who you are, just as the tree is protecting you, offering to them the strength that is in you, and also offering to them the love that is in your soul, the light that you bring through from above into your life. Bring three people who you love very much. They can be friends, they can be children, they can be old people, or people who have released their physical bodies and yet who still exist, totally aware and conscious. And place these three in front of you as you lean against the trunk of the tree. You will be giving to one of them divine humor. To another, you will be giving divine understanding. And to the third, you will be giving a spiritual harmony. Choose now the person in front of you who you would like to give spiritual harmony to. Begin to bring that quality into you. Pulling it from a bridge of light to absolute harmony. Letting that energy pass through you, through the top of your head, through your throat and your heart, into your arm and out to your right hand. And touch this person on the top of the head, holding your hand there as the energy passes through, the energy of spiritual harmony. Now choose the person you would like to give divine understanding to. And then creating a bridge of light to that part of your soul that is emanating with divine understanding. Feel it pulsing into the top of your head, into your throat and into your heart. And again, let it go out your arm to your hand and placing your palm up on the top of this person's head. Let the energy pulse through you. Divine understanding. So that he or she may know the spiritual truth of his or her life and understand everything that has happened to understand the infinite beauty of his or her soul. And now choose the third person to receive divine humor. That high humor that comes into the whole life and lightens it up. A very beautiful gift to give. Create your bridge of light with the destination this time of the aspect of your soul that enlightens with humor, and hold this focus very, very clearly until you feel it coming into the top of your head and you feel it expanding your whole body, lightening you, your mind and your emotions. For you must have it in order to give it. And as it comes through, open to receive all of it. Let it fill your whole body. Now let it move outward through through your arm into your right hand and place this hand upon the head of the third person. You may feel a tingling, a warmth in this hand, and touch the top of her head or his head, and offer this gift of divine humor. As it is transferred from you to him or her, see the difference this quality will make in this life. When this person can meet every situation with a lightness and humor, able to see the common human frailties in all people and to accept them just as they are, able to see the frailties within his or her own personality and accept these too. Now look straight into the eyes of this person who is accepting divine humor. And let this energy reverberate back and forth between you. It will build as you do this. It will become stronger in each one of you. Now turn to the person who you gave spiritual understanding to. First person. Look into his or her eyes, letting more of this energy come through you, receiving more of it from the other, letting it resonate back and forth, spiritual harmony. You might say the words to yourself 3 or 4 times to hold this focus with your mind and thus to nourish the emotional body of both of you. As the light patterns of energy are moving into your emotions, great healing is being done. Spiritual harmony is a wondrous gift of love. When you sense the full recognition of this person, of the gift that has been given, then turn to the third person now. And let more of this energy of divine understanding come through you. Looking into his or her eyes, letting this energy build between you, divine understanding, letting it begin to affect your past, your present, and your future, simply by opening to give as you receive, then to receive more and to give more. After this journey, notice the difference in the way you feel and the way you think. This is true spiritual work. You are receiving and you are serving. It is your most direct route to building in the lighted emotions and the lighted thoughts that will transform your life.